2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 7:49 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live. And if you don't believe me, check your clock. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this dubious goals committee. And I hereby call this meeting to order. I've got absolutely nothing to do today, and I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about. So we're going to have to get creative, or not, and just figure something out here. So, what to do?
No,
sí, me puso otra vez y me dijo, ¿le echas calor? Sí,
oye, no, pero el domingo no se les olvide. Oye, vamos.
Well, if you're hearing people speaking in Spanish, it means it's probably because I'm sitting in my car. Where am I? You're probably thinking, oh, well, Tobe's been running around doing marmot stuff these last couple days. He must be at Herrenhaven or at the OPPD Arboretum. But no, I am not. It's actually cold today. I'm not going anywhere. Well, that's not true. I obviously went somewhere, so let's get out of the car. What I meant to say is I'm not going anywhere that requires me to be outside for a while. So once again, I'm at the grocery store. One of my bi-weekly trips to the grocery store. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, I'm having such a good time already. Oh boy, and so I'm at the... Which grocery store am I at? I'm at the small grocery store. How is it that I'm differentiating them? I can't really remember. But I'm walking through the vegetable place, and here are some vegetables for me. Onions, and peppers, and I gotta take my sunglasses off because I don't want to be that guy. Alright, so did I really need this? Yes, I do. Okay, I also need sugar and waffle syrup. I love to say the word waffle. Waffle, waffle, waffle. And while I'm walking by, I think I'll go down this aisle to see if they have any of my hamburger helper. No, they do not. Oh, those evil bastards. No, not really. It doesn't really matter. I don't need to be eating that pure carb and fat garbage anyway. Not that it's very fatty, considering how lean of hamburger I eat. But here we go. So I gotta get some maple syrup. I gotta get some sugar. And I gotta get waffles. And I can't remember what else I was gonna get, if anything. Oh, look at this big 10-pound bag of sugar. Hooray! Oh, it's heavy. It must weigh upwards of 10 pounds. Okay, so what else do I want to get today? Gotta get my waffles. I have graham crackers. What else do I need? Suddenly this basket is very heavy. Between my maple syrup and my 10-pound bag of sugar. Ooh, I hope I don't hurt my arm. I can see that happening real quick. Hopefully it won't. Here's some fully cooked bacon in a box. That is not for me. Oh, I'm glad I said that because I need sausages. I'm down to only 2 or 3 or 4 sausages left in my freezer. So apparently it's breakfast food day. grab a box of waffles, put that there, then right across the aisle, the big bag of sausages. Sausages and waffles, that's what I eat. One sausage, one waffle, I mean two waffles every morning. Now, there's nothing else in this frozen food aisle that I want to eat. Although every once in a while I do see some of these things and say, do I want to eat that? Do I want to eat that burrito? I kind of want to eat that burrito. But then I come to my senses. And good Lord, I'm not eating that horrible, horrible thing. Not that burritos are bad. Burritos are awesome. But, you know, your basic frozen burrito is nothing but beans, fat, and TVP. All things that are just absolutely horrible for our little Tobster. Oh, and now, somehow, I've managed to walk into the candy aisle. Do I want candy? You know, I do. But I don't know what kind of candy I want to eat. So I'm not gonna buy any. As a matter of fact, I don't particularly think I need or want anything else. I think I just want to get out of here now. Oh, unless I want some chips and cookies. No, no cookies. Do I want chips? No. I wanted some chips the other day. I was having a craving, but I think I got over it, so we're not gonna do that. But Prince Harry is engaged. Alright, let's put all these things on the magic conveyor belt here. It goes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
So apparently all my food cost me about $1 a pound today. Because I must have 20 pounds worth of stuff. And it was just over $20. So, hooray. Okay. Back in the car. Put my sunglasses on. I don't know if I'm doing super great today. And so I guess we need to just drive back to my house now.
View en la 39 Harrison. Abren todos los días. Nebraska Auto Sales son el único dealer que se adapta a tus planes de pago. Te pueden ayudar a establecer tu crédito por medio de sus financieros.
¿Qué puedo hacer para olvidarte, vida mía?
Oh yes, and just like that, we're back in my garage. So, let's get out of the car and come out to the mailbox, see if we've got anything in the mail today. Oh, looks like I got a letter from the Douglas County Treasurer. Oh, there's my kitty in the window. Hi, Pip, I see you, kitty face. What could this possibly be? I already get my groceries out of the car here. I already got my license plates and my car registered for the next year. Oh, is this for my driver's license? Is this a driver's license year? I can't. There we go. Can't reach the button to close the garage door. Where's my kitty at? Where'd she go? Not sitting in the window anymore. Oh my god, I think this is a driver's license renewal year. Oh, that's no good. Such a massive waste of time. But it occurs to me, I think last time I managed to somehow renew my driver's license online. So maybe I can do that again. Who knows? All right, I gotta put these groceries away. That'll be fun. That'll be a thing to take up some time. Barop, gadoop, mazip, and just like that, the groceries are put away. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. Okay, so now we should open up this letter from the Douglas County Treasurer, which often means the DMV, and to see what we got to do now. Because I sure don't have enough bureaucracy to go through. Renew online, blah, blah, blah. Vehicle registration renewal notice. That can't be right. So here we go. And I thought I was going to have to redo my driver's license. I thought that, yeah, okay. I thought that was weird because it seems to me like my driver's license doesn't have to be renewed until 2020. All right, so apparently we've got a problem. This is just a regular vehicle registration renewal notice. And I've already done this. So we have got a problem. What am I going to do? I do not know. Do I want to figure it out right now? I kind of don't. This is, you know what? I bet this is because they screwed up the plate fee thing. Yeah, because now here's the new notice with the plate fee listed. Oh boy. Alright, well I'm already pissed off. So maybe I think I'll just ignore this for a while. Yes, I shall. So what else is new? I guess I better check my email. Yes. And look at this. Here's an email from my dad. Oh, yes. He's telling me that the movie starts at 3:10 p.m. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, yeah, that's great. I just remembered that I'm going to a movie today. Just about an hour after this show ends. That'll be fun. I remember that my parents were talking about this last week. They said, hey, do you want to go to a movie? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I haven't been to a movie in forever. Blah, blah, blah. And so today we're going to a movie. And we're going to go see Hidden Figures. And I vaguely remember seeing a commercial about this on TV. About some women who are computers for NASA. Apparently. And so I will be going to see that today, and I'll probably have a review for you later. Or, for that matter, I could just stop right now, go see the movie, and come back and tell you all about it. What to do? I'm feeling very non-committal today, very indecisive, and I don't know what I'm doing. I gotta go to the doctor tomorrow. Luckily, I got an afternoon appointment time, so that's good. But just the stress of trying to remember that I have to go to the doctor tomorrow will probably keep me up all night. And then when I finally do fall asleep at 6 a.m., I'll wake up at, 8:30 or 9. Ugh. Everything is so messed up. Or at least I should say, everything gets so messed up when my routine is disrupted. What am I gonna do? I need to drink some more tea. That's what I need to do. Oh, I gotta get this tea in me, the magic tea. Oh, it's so yummy today. Oh, it's nice and hot, and it's just the right amount of sugar. Oh yeah, I feel like I'm warming up inside. It's kind of cold today. It's about 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, why am I cold? Well, because it's cold outside. That makes sense. It was 30 degrees warmer than this 2 days ago. Well, go figure. Welcome to Nebraska. It's 1946 UTC. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio, a streaming service of Super Dimension Fortress. You know, when Snowdusk does his show, he always sort of pimps SDF. So I thought, you know, maybe I should do that too. If you're listening to this exciting episode, you should know that if you think this is cool, you should join SDF and get into calm mode and chat with me online as I do this live radio show. Isn't this fun? Of course it is. I'm a multimedia guy. You can read text and hear my voice at the same time, and they'll be two different things. So, there you have it. Oh, so maybe I just need to sit down here and relax a little bit. See what's on the old flat tube. We don't have tubes anymore. That's terrible. Okay, so, oh, look at this. We got Johnny Depp in Donnie Brasco. Too bad I hate this channel. Now, the big question is, how many other Johnny Depp movies are we going to find that are on right now simultaneously? We're at one. So I'm going to flip over to the schedule and start going through it. And I'm not seeing any more. Wait, what's this one? Now, this one's Sean Penn, not Johnny Depp. Gunsmoke is on. Yay. And we got some news from Russia, which I should probably be watching. But I just kind of don't feel like it. Oh, no, this is not one. Chasing Leprechauns. That's a Hallmark Channel movie. And look what's on Pop. Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah, that's for women who are my age. They can look back and say, oh, remember when we used to watch that in high school and in college? Wasn't that the best show? No. No, it was not. There's nothing on my sports channels, just radio shows and fishing shows. And on Unimas, we have Mañana es para siempre. And on Telemundo, we have Mujeres Ambiciosas. And then Suelta la Sopa. I know what some of that means. Mañana es para siempre. Siempre means tomorrow is forever. And Mujeres Ambiciosas. Ambiciosas is ambitious women. And suelta la sopa. Suelta la sopa. Something the clothes? What's sopa? I don't know if I know sopa. I know sopapilla. That's a beignet is what a sopapilla is. It's a little donut. You know what sopapillas are. Gosh, that sounds really good right now. Fried dough. Alright, let's see. Looking for Johnny Depp movies. Ooh, Baby Doll is on. That's a nice Tennessee Williams perverted little play slash film. Carl Malden is in it. I've seen it a number of times. It's pretty good. What else do we have? Oh, come on. I wanted to see some more Johnny Depp movies. Come on, Johnny Depp. Should probably be looking at the Weather Channel, but I'm not. And come on, give me at least another Jurassic Park? No, give me one more Johnny Depp. We can't have just one Johnny Depp movie on at once. Usually there's two or three. Kind of like Sandra Bullock movies. You don't see any for a while, and then they're all on at the same time. You go, well, 1 week, I think I saw like six different Sandra Bullock movies. I didn't watch the movies. I noticed that they were on. And there was even one point in time where she had three on at the same time, two of which were on back-to-back channels. And we're getting down to the dregs. Nope. Wow. Donnie Brasco is the only Johnny Depp movie on right now. There's no Pirates of the Caribbean movies. There's no Edward Scissorhands. These are all movies that I often see running. Oh boy. Man, I'm already bored today. Good thing nobody's listening to this show. Otherwise, they would think, boy, this is the stupidest show ever. Well, I have to agree. This is a particularly stupid episode, but what do you expect? I gotta do a half an hour every single damn day. I like drinking tea. It's so delicious. Oh, and Pippa's walking by. You gonna go have a snack, Stinky? Yeah, that baby's gonna go in and have some crunchy duck snacks. Yummy, yummy duck snacks. Quacky snacks. Oh, wait. It occurs to me that I forgot to check the channels in the 1,000 range. There's only two. And one of them's always about cars. And the other one... Oh, we got figure skating on today. Boo. Well, maybe we have Johnny Weir. Maybe Johnny Weir will be an expert color commentator. So let's flip over to that just in case. Because I love Johnny Weir. Come on, give me Johnny. Oh, they're showing the couples skating out onto the ice. And now they've gone to commercial. And what's the commercial for? That's right, the only thing that's ever advertised on this channel, the Air Dragon. Look, we invented an air compressor that is in the shape of your favorite electric screwdriver. Boy, aren't we clever. And they want $40 for this piece of crap. My God, you can get the exact same thing, the exact same compressor, but in a different format, an actually smaller format, for $12 retail at Harbor Freight. And if you know anything about coupons, you can get it as low as $4, depending on which month it is and which coupons you can find. But if you're paying, the average price is $8, and I do have a couple of these $8 air compressors. They come in really handy. I have one in my car, but I don't actually use it to inflate my car tires. I've got another air compressor for that. I use these mini compressors to build, well, you know what I build. I build little air cannons and stuff. And if you are going somewhere where you have a 12-volt supply, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, if you want to make an air cannon, like, portable, all you need to do is to strap one of these to the side. You're good to go, and you can stand in your car and charge it up and shoot stuff from your car, if you're so inclined. I mean, I'm sure that's illegal. And that's something that you could probably also do with one of these air dragons, www.buyairdragon.com, but for $40 plus shipping and handling, My God, you got to be kidding me. They're probably charging $60 for a $5 air compressor. Why am I not in this business? Oh, and here's another commercial. And guess what this is a commercial for? Something that doesn't need to be advertised to me or even in this town. That's right, Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. 1-800-219-3118. Heartland quality Omaha Steaks since 1917. And I'm very familiar with Omaha Steaks. I do get to eat them. They're a very large employer here in town. And I even know the family. Well, actually, I know one person in the family that owns Omaha Steaks. Susan Simon. Oh, how did that never happen? Oh, I could tell you stories about Susan Simon. She's a lovely little treasure. I haven't seen her in a while now. Last time I saw her was, I knew her in high school. I didn't really know her. It's like I said, it's hard to explain. It's a long story, and you don't want to hear it. But then about 20 years after high school, I ran into her somewhere weird. I wonder what she's up to these days. It's an interesting family. And there was another guy. She had a brother or a cousin who, back when we were kids, he had a PA and he did sound for bands. I can't remember when. Anyway. Yeah, so Omaha Steaks. If you ever see anything, I saw another commercial, not a commercial, I saw a show the other day where somebody said, oh, we order all of our steaks from an ad in the New Yorker. Well, yeah, that ad in the New Yorker is Omaha Steaks. Yeah, you wouldn't believe what New Yorkers will pay for beef. Oh, yeah. And you'll notice that the prices are much different in the back of the New Yorker than they are than they are locally. Man, you can walk into there is a Nebraska, an Omaha Steaks store not too far from here. Man, you don't want to know what this costs. And then if you know somebody who works there, even as a phone answerer, they get a massive, massive discount, and you can get these really, really good fillets for dirt cheap. And here, if you live in Omaha, once a week you receive coupons for package deals from Omaha Steaks every week in the mail. There's the coupons. And sometimes you get them multiple times a week, like in Valpak, and the newspaper coupons and the coupons that they mail to you. Yes, we eat a lot of beef. This is Nebraska. And you're probably thinking, well, what does being in Nebraska have anything to do with it? Well, this is where we grow the cows. We grow two things here in Nebraska. We grow corn, and then we feed the corn to the cows, and then we eat the cows. Sometimes we cut out the middleman and just eat the corn directly. But that's no fun. Oh, geez, now I'm really hungry for filet mignon, which is cheap here. I can go to a store and buy one for $6. And that's retail. Oh my God. Yeah, so living in Nebraska is great. The one thing you don't want to try to eat here is like any kind of ocean fish. Because, you know, if you live in like Seattle and you can get salmon dirt cheap, yeah, that's like getting beef here. And we pay an arm and a leg for salmon. That's why nobody eats it. Who would eat salmon when you can eat beef? I've always asked that question. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, a streaming radio service of SDF1. I'm an SDF user. I'm guessing you are too, but I gotta go now, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.